Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 3. Written by Triona Campbell. Episode 4.
Granny, I'm almost afraid to ask. What happened next? Did Maeve discover your prank?
I knew what I had done was wrong. I convinced myself that she would see it as a joke, but really it was petty sabotage, putting salt and a little senna in her cake to make it taste bad. I couldn't stop myself. I was so angry about my summer plans changing, about Flaherty and Donal saying I should be more like Maeve, about Maeve being so perfect at things I couldn't do. But then I saw how much work and effort she was putting into making it, and I started to feel guilty.
Did you tell Maeve that you sabotaged her cake?
Well,
that looks delicious.
Yes, Maeve is wonderful. You should try hers first, then mine.
Grania, yours looks good too.
Maeve, can I have the first slice?
Thanks, but the first slice always goes to my dad. I can give you the second one.
Wait, I didn't realise. Is your father, the O'Kelly, eating this cake too? I thought it was just for us.
It's a big cake for just four people, Grania. Anyway, this is his favourite. That's why I always make double the amount. Although, I admit this time, something seems slightly off about the colour.
Maybe Donal or Flaherty should try a slice first then?
No, family tradition. I always give my father the first slice. Are you okay? You seem pale.
Something wrong, Grania?
Anyway, I'll just push it on the table inside, and then I need to go to the kitchen to help.
I could do that for you. Carry the cake in.
Would you? I can run to the kitchen and help my mother there. Thanks.
Of course.
Good to see you and Maeve getting on, Grania.
Yes, I'm... Oh,
Grania!
Oh no! Oops.
Why? Why would you do that?
It fell.
Grania, you never let things fall. You learned to juggle when you were 5.
Wait, Marjor, don't. Don't eat the cake.
Grania?
She can't eat that cake, Flaherty. Grab her before she eats it.
What is going on, Grania?
Madra, don't. Not Hehe. Flaherty, hold Madra.
Easy, girl. Easy. Sit. I mean, see, Madra. See.
Start talking, Grania. Why can't Madra eat that cake?
Because I might have put some salt and senna in it when Maeve wasn't looking.
What?
Grania, why? Why would you do that?
It was a prank. But I didn't realise her father was eating it too, so I had to improvise.
Oh no! What happened? My cake.
I'm sorry, Maeve. It fell.
Accidents happen, I guess. At least we have your cake anyway.
Yes, I suppose.
Is there anything else you want to say, Grania?
No. I'll go get my cake.
Guess you should.
Maeve. Maybe I can help with something?
I can't believe you would do this, Grania. After everything our father told you about how important this is for our clan, you would do this to the people hosting us. The ones we want to ally with.
She isn't what she seems, Donal. I know it.
How do you know it? You've never given her a chance.
Dearmid, their advisor, told me...
So you trust a stranger instead of your brother and your best friend? What's wrong with you? Look, forget it. I don't even want to know.
Maeve, wait. I would love to help too.
Not you too. I have no words, Madra. Maybe I shouldn't have done it. But it's so strange the way both Donal and Flaherty follow Maeve around. Like they're under some sort of spell. She must be up to something. I can feel it. I just wish I knew. Is she a friend or a foe? Let's sit here a moment, Madra.
Grania, what are you doing here?
I think better when I'm near water.
Everything all right?
Just wishing I had a crystal ball and could see what the fates have planned.
Ah, you mean the stone.
Sorry?
The stone. If you held it, it might whisper your future to you. You should ask Maeve to arrange it.
I don't think Maeve is planning on helping me anytime soon.
Well, if she said no, then at least you'd know if she was indeed a friend or a foe.
Maybe. Thanks.
Here to be of service. Bread?
You know, it's strange. I keep thinking I know you from somewhere, but I can't quite place where.
I have one of those faces.
Druid? Where are you? Where am I?
You are asleep. But you're not doing as I requested, girl. There is danger.
What?
I can only stay a little longer. Listen, you must protect the stone. Grania, it and you are in danger. Don't doubt yourself now. Trust yourself. You were chosen for a reason.
Druid! Sorry, Madra. I must have been dreaming again. Sorry again, Maeve.
I'm sure it was an accident, Grania. And everyone loved your cake last night.
Yes. I was wondering, Maeve, I'd like to see this stone.
Why?
Curious, I guess. I mean, can you show it to me? Maybe you're not allowed.
My father trusts me, Grania.
There you both are. What's going on?
Maeve was just saying we might be able to see the Stone of Destiny while we're here.
Really?
I didn't say.
If you think you can.
Let me see what I can do.
Did you tell her?
Nothing to tell. It was a prank. She doesn't need to know.
I don't know what's bothering you, but maybe if you gave Maeve a real chance, you might find she could be a real friend, Grania. The stories about the High King she told us, we had never heard those stories before. Normally, it's the kind of tale you would have liked to listen to as well. I don't understand why you'd be so mean to her, or why you're pushing her to show you the stone. Maeve is nice, Grania. She's just trying to be our friend.
I know. Just, I need to be sure. If she takes the risk and shows the stone, then she trusts us, and maybe I'll trust her.
You know, it's strange you still haven't gotten it. All this time, Maeve has been trying to impress you by showing you the things she's good at. She wasn't doing those things to make you feel insecure. She was doing those things because she's intimidated by you and wanted to show you that she's good at some things. You're the girl who defeats pirates and hangs out with druids. Can't you give her a break? I'm going for a walk.
Wait, can I come too? Please, Flaherty? We haven't really talked since we got here. This wasn't how I wanted things to go.
Whose fault is that?
Oh, Granny, what happened next?
Something that was going to put all of us in danger.
Episode 4, featuring the voices of Billy Traynor as Granny Grania, Sophia Campbell-Bernardo as Granddaughter, Millie O'Reilly as Young Grania, Fionn Flanagan as Donal, Harry Lynch as Flaherty, Kerry Flaherty as Maeve O'Kelly, Paddy Courtney as Dermot, Ned Dennehy as Druid. Directed by Nuno Bernardo. Produced by Roisin Carney. Series creator is Triona Campbell. Executive producer for RTE is Nikki Coughlin. Sound designer Adrian Santos. Produced by Roundstone Media Limited. The Young Pirate Queen Season 3 was commissioned by RTE Junior Radio and funded by RTE Independent Radio Productions and Commission Amon with a television license fee.